This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, October 17th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning. I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Fast-tracking farm worker housing. Newsom vetoes limits to AI at work. And more tariff votes coming in the Senate. California fast-tracks farm worker housing. Governor Gavin Newsom has signed AB 457 into law, expanding California's streamlined housing approvals to boost affordable housing for agricultural workers in the Central Valley. Under the new law, developers in Fresno, Madera, and Merced counties can propose affordable farm worker housing projects of up to 150 units. That's up from 36 within 15 miles of farmland or grazing land. The bill also speeds up the local permitting process and exempts the projects from environmental reviews, removing a major regulatory barrier. Supporters say AB 457 addresses a long-standing shortage of safe, dignified housing for farm workers and provides housing closer to work, reducing commute burdens. Assembly Agriculture Chair Esmeralda Soria, the bill's author, emphasized that farm workers deserve access to safe, affordable homes. Skeptics have warned that constraints on roads, water, utilities, and other infrastructure may still slow the projects. The California Association of Wine Grape Growers and other supporters view AB 457 as a landmark step toward remedying the deep housing inequities facing California's agricultural workforce. Also making grape growers happy, the governor has signed a measure allowing wine grape growers to host tasting events, among other provisions. The Wine Institute says AB 720 will help the industry at a time of tightening sales and rising competition. Newsom vetoes No Robo Bosses Act. Newsom has vetoed SB 7, which sought to impose new restrictions on how employers use artificial intelligence and other automated decision systems in the workplace. The bill would have required employers to disclose when AI was used in hiring, discipline, or termination, and allows workers to request a human review. In his veto message, Newsom said he supports protecting workers from unfair AI use, but argued the measure was overly broad and would have duplicated existing state efforts, including new regulations from the Civil Rights Department and the California Privacy Protection Agency. The governor said those rules already address many of the bill's concerns. Labor and worker advocacy groups expressed disappointment, saying the veto blocks needed transparency and human oversight in employment decisions. The California Chamber of Commerce praised Newsom's decision, describing SB 7 as a sweeping and unworkable approach. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Senator Kaine, more tariff votes are likely next week. Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine tells AgriPulse that the Senate will likely vote on the Brazil and Canada tariffs next week. Kaine, who is co-leading both tariff challenges, said yesterday it's going to be before October 31st, adding it's likely to be next week. Kaine said the votes to overturn the underlying emergency declarations used to impose the tariffs could happen the same day or in subsequent days. AgriPulse reported that multiple farm state lawmakers raised their tariff concerns with the administration earlier this week. Kaine says rural state lawmakers could flip their votes. The first Senate vote on the Canada tariffs saw the resolution pass with four GOP backers.
Kentucky's Rand Paul and Mitch McConnell, Alaska's Lisa Murkowski, and Maine's Susan Collins. Keynes says the price effects of tariffs are only increasing. If we had four Republican votes before the pocketbook effect, I think we're likely to have more, he said. Take note, the effort isn't going anywhere in the House anytime soon. Republicans, in fact, there voted to block future tariff challenge votes until at least the end of January. Trump and Putin talk post-war trade. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke by phone yesterday discussing post-war trade between the two countries, agreeing to a future meeting. Trump said the call was productive in a Truth Social post. The two spent a great deal of time talking about trade between Russia and the United States when the war with Ukraine is over, Trump added. U.S. ag exports to Russia totaled $100 million last year, down from $143 million before the 2022 invasion. 2024 exports were mostly prepared food products. The pair also agreed to a second meeting to discuss peace options, Trump said, this time in Hungary. Take note, Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky will be at the White House today, and the Putin call and the potential Hungary meeting are certain to come up. Vilsack, farmers will need new markets after the trade war. U.S. soybean growers may never get back the market share in China they lost in the latest trade war, may need to look elsewhere for sales, according to former Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack. He's the guest on this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers, in which Vilsack says China's built a relationship with Brazil that's not going to change. They're not going back to the United States immediately. Vilsack says the challenge, quote, is figuring out what else can we do with the soybeans. What other products could potentially be produced domestically that create a larger domestic market? I'm thinking of renewable fuels. Southeast Asia could also be an important market, he said. Vilsack, who now heads the World Food Prize Foundation, also talks to newsmakers about shutting down USAID, moving the Food for Peace program to USDA, and competition issues in agribusiness. This week's Newsmakers will be available today at agripulse.com. Here's today's final word. The scale and scope of projects needed to improve water reliability for the communities, farms, and ecosystems in the broader San Joaquin Valley are significant and require a multi-agency government approach. That Frederico Bajares, executive director of the San Luis Delta Mendota Water Authority, applauding the passage of SB 695. The bill tasks state agencies with compiling a prioritized list of infrastructure projects that enhance climate resilience and public safety in response to extreme weather. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, October 17th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.